for Tanner crab, we do a survey every year. The mature male Tanner crab abundance from the 2014 survey. We do our survey in October. The abundance estimate for mature crab is 5.48 million pounds, which was up from the 4.03 million pound estimate from 2013. This mature male biomass estimate exceeded the threshold necessary for a commercial fishery in the Tanner crab harvest strategy we have in regulation. The Tanner crab harvest strategy and regulation sets the season length based on the mature male biomass estimate and the number of pots registered at the start of the fishery. Since permit holders can register right up until the start of the fishery, the exact season length for the 2014/2015 Tanner crab fishery in registration area A, which is all of Southeast, will be announced in a news release right before the fishery begins.
About how long is normal for a fishery like that? It's pretty short compared to other fisheries, right?
Last year, the initial period when core areas were open was 6 days. And then the way the harvest strategy is set up, there is the number of days given in the initial period varies based on effort, number of pots, and the mature male biomass. But whatever number of days that is, it is always followed by 5 more days in non-core areas, which are less productive Tanner crab areas where, you know, we've historically seen less effort.
So how important is the Tanner fishery to the region?
Well, looking at last season, which would be the 2013/2014 Tanner crab fishery in Southeast, the harvest was 1.25 million pounds. We had 80 permit holders participating last season. Tanner is sort of unique in that we have two different gear groups within the fishery. There is a pot fishery, which is a limited entry fishery, and then there's a ring net fishery, which is an open access crab fishery. It's the only open access crab fishery in Southeast Alaska. So of the 80 permit holders we had last year, 59 of those were pot permits and 21 were ring net permits. Last year's harvest was valued at $3.18 million. Last year's harvest was the largest Tanner harvest in the last 13 seasons. So
simultaneously along with the Tanner fishing opening, there's the opening for the Golden King crab.
Yes. Regulation dictates that both fisheries open on the same day. Yeah, the Golden King crab fishery is managed differently than Tanner fishery. There is a management plan and regulation. The fishery has 7 different fishery areas, and each fishery has its own GHL.
The GHL is the guideline harvest level.
The guideline harvest
level.
Okay,
I was looking for the acronym. That's okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. Region-wide, the numbers add up to 336,000 pounds. We do not have a survey for Golden King crab in Southeast. The data that we have to manage the fishery are fishery-dependent. It all comes from the fishery. So we have harvest ticket and logbook data. We have port sampling data. And we have observer data. So we kind of have just 3 data sources by which to adjust the GHLs. So as I mentioned, each of the fishery areas have their own GHLs. And this year, if you total those up, the region-wide GHL is 336,000 pounds.